Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John chapter 4, the verses 4 to 14. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 4, verse 4 to 14. Now he had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" Jesus answered, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw water to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?" "Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." My theme for reflection is the thirst beneath the thirst. The thirst beneath the thirst. There is an old African proverb that says, "Water is life, but not all water satisfies." I remember once drinking from a clear mountain stream while hiking. Refreshing, yes, but within the hour, I was thirsting again. It is a simple reality. The body needs water often, and so does the soul. But the difference is when our bodies thirst, we know it. When our souls thirst, we often mistake it for something else: success, approval, direction, and relationships. Yet beneath all these longings, something deeper calls out: the thirst for meaning for God. In John chapter 4, verse 4 right through to 15, Jesus meets a woman at a well. But he doesn't just meet her physically, he meets her spiritually, in the heat of the day, in her isolation, in her unspoken questions. What begins as a request for water becomes a divine appointment orchestrated by a Savior who had to go through Samaria not for convenience, but for compassion. This woman is no stranger to disappointment. Her midday journey to the well tells us she's avoiding others. Her complicated relational history, as we will learn later, has made her an outcast. And yet Jesus speaks to her, not as an object of judgment, but as a bearer of thirst, just like everyone else. When Jesus asks for a drink, he breaks through three powerful barriers: gender norms, cultural hostilities, and moral stigma. In many societies, ancient and modern, these are the very walls that divide communities. But Jesus Christ does not hesitate. He doesn't wait for her to get right or change first. He engages, he dignifies, he offers living water. This living water is not drawn from a physical well, but from the deep springs of the Holy Spirit. It is the soul's true satisfaction. As the theologian James K.A. Smith writes, "You are what you love, and you may not love what you think." Wonderful ideas. The Samaritan woman may have thought she was there for water, but Jesus knew she came thirsty for something more, something eternal. Jesus tells her plainly, "What you have drawn before hasn't satisfied you. You keep coming back, but always leave empty. I offer you something better, water that becomes a spring inside of you, welling up to eternal life. This is not magic. It is the indwelling presence of the Spirit, transforming, healing, and sustaining. And it is for everyone, Jew, Samaritan, man, woman, broken, bruised. It makes no difference. In a world driven by division, hurry, and noise, Jesus still sits by the wells of our lives and says, "If you only knew, if we only knew what was being offered to us in the ordinary moments, the unexpected conversations, the quiet hunger inside." And so today he invites us again, ask for living water. Don't mask your thirst with shallow distractions. Don't let shame stop you. Don't let social boundaries silence you. He knows your history, and he still offers you himself. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what wells am I repeatedly drawing from that still leave me spiritually thirsty? Number two, how might I cross a boundary this week to extend the love of Christ to someone who feels unseen or unworthy? And now a practical exercise for today. Set aside 5 quiet minutes today. Sit with a glass of water in your hand. As you drink, pray silently. Lord Jesus, quench the thirst in me that nothing else can reach. Fill me with your Spirit. Then ask him to show you one person to love or serve today in his name. Lord Jesus, you are the living water, the rest for our weary souls. Forgive us for the times we have drawn from broken cisterns and still found ourselves dry. Thank you for crossing every barrier to reach us, gender, race, morality, and shame. Thank you for sitting beside us when we did not know we were being pursued. Help us to receive the gift of your Spirit with joy and to pour it out in love to others. Use us as vessels of your mercy. May we thirst no more, and may the world see your invitation in us. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.